With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. After a Santa Fe District Court judge ruled against the state recently in a lawsuit demanding its vulnerable students get an adequate education, advocates said it's about accountability and systemic issues. The top lawmaker in the state House of Representatives agrees. House Speaker Brian Egolf of Santa Fe says lawmakers have a plan that's now underway to raise revenue from different sources to fill the education gap and reform the way money is distributed.
The sufficiency gap most recently identified was $350 million. There have been some education increases last year. We were able to put more money into teacher salaries and into classrooms. But the need and the gap is going to be significant. We are very likely to have to look at reforming the way education dollars are allocated, you know, looking at the funding formula, because it's not just a put more money into the system issue. It's how is it being spent, where is it being spent. I think looking at consolidating administrative functions at a number of our smaller school districts is something that is going to save a lot of money and let us put a lot more of the resources into the classroom.
Egolf, a Democrat, says over the last 7.5 years under Republican Governor Susana Martinez, lawmakers have tried raising taxes on corporations and higher income earners, but those bills have been vetoed. He says Democrats want to earmark money specifically for classrooms, but they have to work within the bounds of 89 separately elected school districts. The judge's order gives the legislature and state school officials until next April to make significant progress towards adequately funding schools and providing a proper education for special ed, English language learners, children living in poverty, and Native Americans. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.